Hello and welcome to Vipers Voices, the podcast from the Desert Vipers, and this is our final podcast for Season 2 of the DP World ILT20. The Vipers have signed off from the tournament for this season with a comfortable win by 6 wickets over the Sharjah Warriors in Sharjah, a win that ensures, although the side failed to finish in the top 4 and therefore secure a spot in the playoffs, it does mean Colin Munro's side have leapfrogged Sharjah into 5th place in the table. Coming up, we hear from head coach James Foster with his reflections on the season as a whole, and there's also a chance to listen to captain Colin Munro with his thoughts on both the victory over Sharjah and the season. It was a 4th win this term for the Vipers, who produced perhaps their most complete performance of what was ultimately a disappointing campaign. Sharjah were put into bat in a match reduced to 18 overs per side because of afternoon rain, and against some disciplined bowling and fielding could muster only 121 for 9. There were 3 wickets apiece for leg spinner Nathan Sauter and fast bowler Matisha Patirana, as well as 2 wickets for Sam Curran and 1 for Dan Lawrence, who opened the bowling alongside Mohammed Amir. Then, requiring 6.78 runs per over, Phil Salt and Alex Hales quickly removed any jeopardy in the chase by adding 50 in less than 4 overs, as Phil made 30 from just 12 balls and Alex made 21 in 15 deliveries. When those 2 and Dan Lawrence fell in quick succession, there was no panic as Colin Munro and Dinesh Chandimal, who made his debut for the Vipers after being with the squad since the start of Season 1, added 50 in just over 6 overs. The captain was run out with 7 needed, but Sam Curran's 6 soon afterwards meant a Vipers win with 5 overs and 1 ball to spare. Neither side was able to qualify, and so pride was all that was at stake, but the Vipers ensured they finished on a high and left the tournament on a positive note. Let's now hear from James Foster, the Desert Vipers head coach, with his reflections on the campaign. I've got James Foster alongside me, the head coach. And James, I guess because the match didn't really have anything on it in terms of a final placing, if you like, within the top 4, let's talk about the season as a whole. The side hasn't qualified for the playoffs, didn't make that top 4 spot. But I guess it's just a matter of a few balls here and there, isn't it? Because 2 last ball finishes against the Dubai Capitals that went the wrong way. And if those had gone the other way, then you could even be talking about a top 2 finish.
Yeah, it's a game of very small, fine margins, isn't it? But look, I mean, it's, you know, I also look at it, I think we were so close, but yet so far in a way, I do feel we didn't play particularly well during this campaign. There was moments of brilliance. There's moments of brilliance within all of our games, actually. Positions that we got into in a lot of games that we lost, which were sort of key A1 positions, which we unfortunately couldn't capitalise. And, you know, if you want to be a good team, you have to be able to take those opportunities more often than not. And unfortunately, we weren't able to do that, and hence the situation that we're in.
In terms of batting, just looking at that over the tournament as a whole, just 1 score over 170, 7 scores individually of 50 or more. Was that really the crux of it, the fact that the side couldn't go big?
I think the pitches were quite challenging, especially in Dubai and also here in Sharjah. They weren't easy, your typical T20 wickets, which you often play around the world, but we fully aware of that. We understood how it operated last year. We're very aware of how it's going to operate this year as well. The wickets were very consistent in that manner, actually. But the reality was we just kept losing momentum with the bat. It's not so much the big scores. Yes, there were, you know, easily opportunities where we should have got big scores, no doubt. But the challenge was we're in often in great positions, and then we'd often lose wickets in clusters, which really sort of hampered finishing strong in innings, which really made it very difficult for us. And now you look back in it, and if you, I think you look at a lot of the games, that's what happened game after game, which was a frustration from a team. You know, the team were feeling the frustration. You know, as coaches, you feel frustrated because you want to try and make a difference. But it just wasn't to be. And, you know, we just weren't clinical and smart enough with our decision-making with the bat, and that's really just cost us.
I guess you weren't helped as well by the comings and goings. Players were missing for the first game. The Pakistanis, Shaheen Sharafridi, Azam Khan, Shadab Khan, they had to leave early as well. Hasaranga had to leave early. So that certainly didn't help things, did it?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it doesn't help, but we've still got a world-class squad. So, and especially in sort of T20 franchise cricket these days, that sort of turnover, whilst maybe a little bit more this year and maybe in most comps as well, but it's quite normal. It's, and the group's strong enough to adapt. You know, we had a very strong group. So I wouldn't put that down as a huge factor. Of course, it's a factor because you want a consistent squad and you want to pick from the same 18 or 20, 22 that sometimes you might have around with us the whole time. But it's, again, it's quite a normal thing. So, it's just, you know, look, I sit here and I see the way we play today and we played really well today, which in a way has actually made me feel a little bit disappointed and sad because you kind of look at it and think, geez, you know, what could have been? But look, we'll dust ourselves down. We'll come back again next season. We'll work hard, you know, again with our recruitment and the build-up to next season and give it a red hot crack next year.
Bowling, reasonably content with that, given that quite often the bowlers didn't have a lot of runs to play with?
Look, there was, again, moments of brilliance. I felt at times we weren't quite disciplined enough, especially with the new ball. Like, I mean, we naturally an aggressive attacking bowling unit with that new ball. But one thing I've, you know, which again we discussed, but what we failed to realise, well, failed to execute with, was bringing our length back when it wasn't swinging. And I felt at times we just sort of leaked and gave too many easy runs rather than the opposition working for their runs, especially in that sort of power play phase. But, you know, it doesn't always work out. We know that, but it's, I think, just the combination of how we were both operating with bat and ball. At times we didn't quite have that, the clinical side of it and that smartness with bat and ball, which effectively cost us.
The super sub, that was throughout the tournament. You've played with that. Now we've reached this point in time. What are your reflections on that?
Not too sure, really. I mean, I'm not sure how to necessarily answer that question.
I'm just thinking, for example, of someone like Shafane Rutherford. He was often the player who was subbed in as a batter. How do you think he responded to the fact that he was having to sit down for 20 overs and then all of a sudden switch on as a batter?
I mean, and if you bear in mind, if he's batting in the middle of the lower order, you know, you're looking potentially 30 overs not involved in the game. It's not ideal. You know, look, it'll be nice in a way to rotate that, but then sometimes through injury or personnel, we have to be smart with who that person is. Ruz came to fielded for a couple of games and got a little bit tight in his hammy in the same area that he was last year, so we had to box smart. But yet in the same breath, it's not ideal for Ruz because you want to be involved in the game. But yeah, look, I mean, the super sub, you know, I was involved with it in the IPL last season. Do I answer this? I'm not necessarily a big fan of the super sub. I like it 11 being 11, and the challenge of your team and your squad is to try and pick a balanced side from that. I enjoy that element, and then sort of having the extra player just takes that sort of fun out of it a little bit. But I guess it's interesting in a way, because if you're, say, batting innings doesn't go to plan, you can afford to maybe take a bowler out and put an extra batter in to try and save you. Personally, I would have really liked it to have been the super sub for the UAE players rather than necessarily the overseas players. I think that would have been really cool addition to the season for UAE cricket.
Hindsight's a wonderful thing, isn't it? What about one thing you'd change, or multiple things, aside from the results, of course? Anything you would change to reflect on what's happened, to think, well, you know, if we'd done that, maybe things would have worked out a little bit differently?
Look, I mean, I've spent a lot of time thinking about this over the last couple of weeks, you know, trying to find solutions. And, you know, look, I've definitely thought of various bits and pieces, again, probably not necessarily to share on here. But it's always an opportunity to reflect. You know, you reflect as a side, players individually, and the coaches, and myself as, you know, leading this team. 100%, I look back at the season, areas that possibly could change or tweak. You're right. Look, hindsight is a beautiful thing, but I think as players and coaches, you always want to keep evolving, and you want to be listening and tapping on the experience, and maybe looking at alternative ways, and maybe doing things. But also, in the same breath, at times you've got to trust what you do, and you've got to sort of back the method and belief that you have, for example, as a coach. So just trying to get that little balance right. But 100%, I'll be sitting back, I'll be reflecting when I go home tomorrow. I mean, I've already spent a bit of time doing that already. So, but yeah, it's a cool thing. Look, the season didn't go as we wanted. You know, 100%, very disappointed. The players disappointed. But then, when the things don't go quite to plan, it gives an opportunity, especially for someone like myself, to analyse, review, reflect, and hopefully come back a better coach.
Positives, thinking along the lines of Ali Nazir getting opportunities after he missed the beginning of the tournament because of a hamstring niggle, but he really came to the fore with bat and ball. Any other positives as well as Ali? Perhaps you'd like to speak about him first.
Well, he's a fine young talent, no doubt about that. It's a shame, obviously, picking up the injury before the first game hampered his development this campaign, and us as a side as well. We really needed that sort of that bowling position early on in the competition. Then later on, we had to sort of rejuggle the pack, so to speak. He's a real talent. But the exciting thing for me is that I think he's got huge areas that he can work on, and I see that as a positive, not a negative. I think that's a very exciting opportunity for him. Various areas which have been discussed about, which I think can take his game and onto huge strides. Other players within the group, I'd say there at times there's been some excellent performances, but I'd say the consistent element of that wasn't there. You saw some standout overs from Matisa with the balls, or especially in some death overs, only going for two or three runs and almost winning us a game against Dubai in the first game against them. I was super impressed with the way Salty came in. I know he's with us just for two games, but the intensity he brought behind the stumps, and when he fielded today, and just his aggression with the bat was pretty impressive. And you saw that's probably kick-started Halsey as well, got him going, and they have a good relationship, and they spent a fair bit of time together in the past playing for England and some other franchises. But I thought Halsey really grew into the tournament as it got on. I thought the positions he got into really helped him. And when I mean position, I mean I'm talking about technical positions. I thought Hasaranga was a joke. You know, he's an absolute star. You know, he performed so well for us last season, again this year. Always get thrown the ball, made some huge contributions with the bat as well. Really, I felt took the game, our game forward. So huge kudos to Hass. And then I also, it's important to probably to touch, and look, there's some other really key performers, but I thought I was really impressed with Souts. First time I've worked with him. Obviously Moose has worked with him for the last couple of years in the 100. He was a big fan of Souts, and I can absolutely see why. It was really good to see him firsthand, the way he operates, the way he bowls, a very smart bowler, his intensity again and again around the group, constantly giving to the team bucket, which is an absolute credit to him, and an absolute is this type of character that you absolutely die for to have in your side.
Sustainability, that was a big theme. Just behind you there in the dugout, we've got the water filter, so no plastic bottles around here. Was it a distraction?
Not at all. I mean, it's a great initiative. It's absolutely brilliant. I thought it was actually a slick operation from a playing point of view and support staff point of view. Having all the bottles, having the refillable stations here, I think it's a huge step in the right direction, and I'll be surprised if other, not just cricketing franchise teams, but other sports around the world will probably take the lead that Desert Vipers has started.
Yeah, we saw SA20 dip into that over the last week. Just finally, planning for season three starts now?
Look, I think first of all, we'll probably just think about this season first and continue to sort of dissect this season. But then first, with regards planning for season three, first of all, we just need to know what the rules are from the leagues in terms of your squad and is it retentions, are players going back in, is there a draft, is there an odra? So all those sort of things first. Until we know that, it's difficult to make big calls. So look, I think it's just give it a little bit of time to digest the season, and then when the moment's right, we'll come together as a coaching group and management group and start planning.
James Foster, the Desert Vipers head coach, thinking of what might have been in what was ultimately a disappointing tournament for his side. Now let's get the thoughts of Colin Munro, the Desert Vipers captain. He spoke with local media after the game, and this is what he had to say.
Colin, a good note maybe to end it on. Vipers were very much there in the fray. You had some really close games as well. Unfortunately, didn't make it to the playoffs, considering the star quality in the squad and all. Maybe a bit disappointing?
Yeah, I think very disappointing. I think we've got a great team on paper, but cricket's not won on paper. If we're brutally honest, we probably chopped and changed our team a lot, and we didn't really have a lot of continuity throughout that campaign a little bit. So a little bit unfortunate to lose a few games on the last ball as well. Put ourselves in positions to win those games, and unfortunately didn't cross the line there. So yeah, tough season, but we'll be better for it next year.
What about the game today? Comfortable win overall. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I think it was a tough one to get up for it, to be brutally honest, especially when there was nothing really to play for. And you say nothing to play for, obviously pride and personal performance, but when the rain sets and you're travelling, your sort of mind's a little bit off the game a little bit, and then all of a sudden, bang, we're playing at 8 o'clock and let's go. It was a good game of cricket. I think good toss for us to win, obviously. The conditions definitely favoured us towards the end there.
I think there were still a lot of positive moments, some incredible performances. If I can roll off a few, maybe the way Mohammad Amir bowled, especially for you throughout the tournament. Patidana was exceptional. Hasaranga at the start of the tournament. And then Azam Khan played that blinder. Hales the other day was absolutely magnificent. So maybe a lot of positives still, despite the unfortunate disappointment.
Yeah, I think there were some really good highlights there and positives. But we just didn't do it for longer periods of time. Players stepped up here and there, and we didn't really dovetail each other really well. Sometimes when Alex gets a good start, you want someone in the middle order to help him and get going again. And we just didn't have that. It was always one person scoring runs, and then we would try and scrap a little bit, or Mohammad Amir would bowl well, or Patirana, and then we just wouldn't have someone on the other side. Hasaranga was outstanding, and we just didn't have those partnerships for long periods of time. In T20 cricket, when you sit on people and put pressure for four or five overs at a time, it can put real pressure on them, and that's when you can get some wickets. But we just didn't quite do that with the ball, and with the bat, we just didn't have enough big partnerships.
Season two compared to season one, in terms of the overall tournament quality and the fan support that you got, enjoyed it as a competition? Was it competitive maybe? Because even till the very last game, there was still a chance for the team to come through. So overall, the quality of cricket, your thoughts on it, and the support that the Vipers got throughout?
Well, I think first and foremost, we had great crowds in Dubai, and even the games we played away from Dubai, the crowds were getting there. I think the league's done a great job, and so has the franchise, the Vipers, to get people down to the games and watch. We've had really good following from our fans, so thank you very much for that. And yeah, I think the league this year was very tight. Came down to this last game, even though it was a long shot for Sharjah to qualify. But when you look at it, one game could have gone our way. Last night we won, tonight we go through. So that's a sign of a good tournament and a strong tournament when any team can beat anyone. So, hopefully it's a game same again next year.
Lastly, enjoyed the captaincy stint. Of course, you had a great run last year. And once again, of course, very much the general of the team. A lot of respect, it seems, from outside that you enjoy with this bunch. Enjoyed the whole experience again?
Yeah, I've thoroughly enjoyed it. It's been challenging this year, which has been good for me as a learning curve. Last year, things just sort of happened and we won games quite easily. And then when I was at Brisbane Heat, we won games regularly too. So, you know, a lot of learnings and a lot of, you know, debriefs that we spoke about. And for me to communicate that to players and still try and keep guys up. And, you know, some players haven't played a lot of cricket this year for us, but the attitude and stuff's been great off the field too. So trying to keep those guys positive throughout the campaign's been challenging, because I know what it's like sitting on the sideline for a lot of time. So, you know, I think the environment that we've got through the management has been outstanding, and just thoroughly enjoyed looking after these boys over the last month, and I hope they've enjoyed my captaincy.
Colin Munro, the Desert Vipers captain, like head coach James Foster, disappointed at the turn of events that have seen the side fail to reach the playoffs this season after finishing as runners-up in season one. And that's it for another season with the Desert Vipers in the DP World ILT20 here with Vipers Voices. It's not been the story we hoped to bring you, but all the same, we hope you've enjoyed the perspective from inside the Vipers camp, and it won't be too long before season 3 of the tournament is upon us with hopes afresh for success. For now, though, that's all from us here at the Desert Vipers. On behalf of myself, Brian Murgatroyd, and Roshni Jayakrishnan, the Desert Vipers media team, thanks so much for listening.